best way to start your day.
Good morning.
Good morning, Westchester, with Dennis and Tommy. Weekday mornings from 6 to 9, right here on 1460 WVOX.
1460 WVOX.
Dear audience, this is Steve Mayo sitting opposite me, Luke Lucion, where Lou and Steve on the 5:30 Monday show here on WVOX 1460 AM. We're very glad to be with you talking about everything under the sun. We've been speaking to our great and loyal listener, Lorraine. Lorraine, you were talking about the end run or the skullduggery or whatever you want to call it, but the plotting, the conspiracy to avert the scrutiny of New Rochelle voters, certainly to evade the normal process of approval, planning, zoning approvals, and discussion and debate concerning our historic New Rochelle Naval Armory and just having the legislature do the dirty business. How do you think this is going to end, Lorraine?
Well, the developer's going to get what they want.
Looks like it.
It's sad, and there's, you know, been a long time fighting for this, and Noam's going to get his way. And then I just hope he stops.
What I can't understand, Lorraine, with this whole thing is that you look at this armory. Mm-hmm. This law was grandfathered in when they first gave the land up for a dollar that the city of New Rochelle would take care of that land. Right. Cut it, keep it clean. They didn't keep their promise. They reneged on their deal. Yes. Now, all of a sudden, you're turning the grandfather law against them and putting this thing there. So, in other words, this is another free giveaway to big developers, people with money, to try to help boost people's campaigns.
And I truly think they do.
Am I right or wrong, Steve?
I agree.
I don't think they care. I think the developer could care less about the armory. It's the property in back of the armory.
Oh, of course.
And the gentleman from Twining said to me, but why are you so against opening up and seeing beautiful waterfront property? So I said to him, you know, I've lived here since 1957, and that waterfront has never been considered beautiful. It's mud.
Right. No, you're right. They glorify when they want to glorify. And remember the old narrative that the Republicans were the buddies of the elites and the big, powerful interests.
That was the other way around.
Who's palling up with the real estate moguls today? It's the Democrats. It's the Bramson machine. And nary a word of protest from our good government groups. Not a word. I'd say the local press, well, you know what? You're talking to it. WVOX is doing the job that newspapers used to do and TV stations and local and national, at least, troubleshooters would look at. Now it's left to this great station, and it's a good thing we have it here.
Yes, but
I do wish the public would listen and speak up and raise their voices more. Unfortunately, this council has a free ride. Nobody's watching what they're doing, and most New Rochelle residents have no idea where the armory is and what the developer and his City Hall cronies are planning to do with it. At the expense of the public, which could be missing out on a great meeting hall, a facility not just for veterans, Lou, Lorraine, but for students, Boys and Girls Club members, YMCA members, seniors, juniors, all sorts of groups that make our city the great, diverse place it is. You want to talk about diversity, everybody? Let's talk about our armory, which has treated the diverse population of New Rochelle with equality and decency for generations as citizens, and even in preparing for the defense of our country. Nothing you hear about this now, not a word from our city hall, and not a word from our incompetent and, to me, false and fallacious council members.
Remember 9/11. That was the
yes,
Senate.
Yes, it was. And I told the voters that we don't have a place to vote in the East End. We keep, you know, being switched from one place to the other. Now, for the election in November, we have to go to the library.
Well, don't worry about it.
Not even our district.
Well, don't worry about it. Some big donor will be sending around sound trucks. You'll be able to vote in his or her truck. You know it's coming. You know it's happened already. You have private drop boxes for mail-in voting. Whoever heard of such a lax non-system as this? Well, since the Democrats not only fell in love with, but became wholesale converts to election fraud and theft. What other conclusion can we have, dear audience? Democrat Party member, please call in, correct me, but it just does seem that there is no need for independent and fair elections involving U.S. citizens anymore. It's government to the highest bidder. Public be damned.
Hey, Steve, all right, what about New York City? You get five choices. Yeah. Who you want to pick one by one, voting. Who your number two is, who your number three, who your number four, and then your number five. It's ridiculous.
Well, you know, what's really bad is that the city did not keep up their end of the bargain and maintain the armory. And even when people were going there to mow the lawn and stuff, the police were called and they had to stop. I mean, people would have maintained it, but, you know, they just didn't want it to succeed.
Lorraine, explain that to me. Lorraine, what are you talking about mowing? Please tell me that anecdote.
Mowing the lawn.
How did that happen?
Because people used to go, because the lawn was getting so high, the grass, they were not mowing the lawn. So people were doing it themselves.
You mean volunteers?
Yes, volunteers.
Well, I can tell you one thing. Our esteemed city manager has told me directly to my face he does not believe in volunteers in City Hall. He thinks, I have been told directly, and I have witnesses, that is a source of theft and dishonesty. I'm telling you, he doesn't believe in auxiliary police. And I think reasonable people can differ about whether auxiliary police is right for New Rochelle or not. But there is an absolute disregard for the public here and for public volunteers. This is government by elites.
But that was what built the city, were volunteers.
That's what I say. That's what I say. And in the schools too, Elaine. Lorraine.
Yes.
And that's where it's gone. And I got to tell you, this is going to end ugly too, because this could have ended properly. I know the developer wanted a free rein with his project at the Armory site, and there's nothing wrong with it as long as it's open and discussed and controverted by all parties. But it's something Lou and I have been complaining about for months now. Where is the Republican Party weighing in on the subject?
Gosh.
Why isn't there a debate about this subject? Not a word from the Republicans.
No, nothing.
There is no Republican Party.
There is none.
A shock and a disgrace. Lorraine, thanks for the call.
Thank you, Lorraine. Thank you, Lorraine.
Thanks for the subject. Very important subject. I'm glad Lorraine could bring us into it.
Who's the next caller?
Got to be discussed. Billy. Hello, Billy.
Hello, Billy.
Hey, guys. How are you tonight?
How you doing, Billy?
Pretty agitated, Billy. That's all I can tell you.
Yeah, I've been listening. Listen, the development is definitely a touchy issue. Lorraine was making some good points about the volunteers. I applaud her comments.
You're absolutely right. You know, Billy, in the old days, governments sought out volunteer. It helped defray some budget costs, and also it gave some satisfaction to people who want to contribute, participate in government without being employed.
Well, it was also community. There was, back in the old days, there was a lot more community-driven things and events.
Of course,
people like wanted to participate in, and when you were a kid, when you went to something, you knew that that person was going to be there.
But you know, it's
not going to exist anymore.
Of course, the old volunteer effort. Well, Billy, Lou, you know the mantra today, right? It's called the science and the experts. Leave it to us. The science is there. There's no discussing it. There's no two opinions. And as to government and helping your community, leave it to the paid people. There's no room for volunteer effort, and I think that's a disgrace.
It really is. But I was actually calling on another subject, and it's called inflation. I have to tell you, I went to the local Home Depot yesterday because I was looking for some Rust-Oleum black hammered paint, and they didn't have any. And
right.
I know, and I'm not trying to give a commercial for Rust-Oleum, but I was just talking to the guy in the store, and he says, you know, it's we don't have it. I think you check out.
It's an important subject, Billy. We're up to whip to a break. If you will stay over to the break, we'll be right back with you.
Because we got
to
take a desk.
Hang on.
We got to take a break.
trees are so high.
WVOX.
Connell McShane, this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks finished mixed with the NASDAQ and S&P 500 posting record closes. The Fed's two-day policy meeting will likely dominate investor behavior this week, although the central bank is not expected to take any action amid inflation pressures. The Dow falling 86 points, the NASDAQ up 105, S&P 500 up 8. And shares of popular meme stock AMC Entertainment kicked off the week with a bang. The movie theater operator stock rising over 15% during a social media campaign to push it towards $60 a share, and shares of Novavax fell after the drug maker announced that its phase 3 trial data showed its COVID-19 vaccine to be over 90% effective against the disease overall. And the price of Bitcoin climbed over $40,000 after Tesla CEO Elon Musk said that his company will resume Bitcoin purchases once it confirms miners are using clean energy. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Hillary Barsky, invested in you.
Need the perfect Father's Day gift? Get him a shirt from Untuck It. Untuck It shirts are designed to be worn untucked, so they feel comfortable and look sharp all day. They also come in sizes and fits for everybody, so you can easily find something in his size. This Father's Day, find the perfect present for Dad at untuckit.com or one of 80-plus Untuck It stores nationwide. Use code DAD20 for 20% off your first purchase. Untuck It. Shirts designed to be worn untucked.
Now, WVOX traffic.
No accidents to speak of this afternoon. That's good news. Usual slowdowns across the Cross County Parkway this afternoon, as well as the Cross Bronx Expressway. The New York State Thruway still slowing down through the area of Fordham Road. Hutchinson River Parkway, we're hitting the brakes around Wolf's Lane. And over at the Sawmill River Parkway, we're just a bit slow on the connector to the Cross County Parkway. In the traffic center, I'm Lisa Rothman for 1460 WVOX.
Making friends in the morning.
You guys are the greatest.
Dennis and Tawny and Good Morning Westchester. Weekday mornings from 6 to 9. Right here on 1460 WVOX.
1460 WVOX.
Segment of the Steve and Lou show. That's Feliciano and Mayo right here on WVOX 1460 AM. And Billy's on the phone. Billy, do you want to conclude your comments?
Yeah, I'm sorry. So what I was saying is I was trying to get some paint local at the store. And
right, you told us.
They didn't have it in stock. And it all came back to inflation because two reasons. The paint company doesn't have enough people to manufacture and distribute and put paint in cans and get it out to customers.
Yep.
And stores like Home Depot don't have enough employees because people don't want to work.
Yep.
So I'm kind of stuck between this rock and hard place where people are not are complaining because they don't have jobs, but yet there's tons of jobs out there. And this invisible inflation that's going on, I mean, quite honestly, so we're saying that people go back to work and get off the Biden care approach.
Yep.
That maybe if the gas, the price of gas and food and lumber and paint and electrical items and everything that you need for your house to maintain, it will go down in cost.
Yep.
I mean, this is just, I'm missing the equation here, guys. What do you think?
Well, my next door neighbor is having a brand new deck put in it. The lumber just came the other day. He's been waiting since April to get this lumber. because it's been in backlog, which exactly what you're saying or whatever. The biggest stimulus check this government could give us is put everybody back to work. That's the best stimulus package they could put out there. Put everybody out back to work, open schools, and stop all these restrictions. Let everybody go back to work. What's happening now is that people are saying, you know what? I'm making $550 a week, $550 from unemployment. I'm getting another $2,000 stimulus check. Hey, I could get a little side job or whatever like that. They robbing the system. They played people. They put these people into a system that you're robbing the system. They made it easy for people to do this.
It's the great game.
It's crazy or whatever.
That's where we're going. Billy, that's a good point. I think Americans have forgotten about basic economics. When we were growing up, we knew how things were made. We knew how paint was at least formulated. And we knew that you couldn't keep raising prices and expect your business to grow. We've got to start talking about plain common sense and stop talking about entitlements and far out weird theories about education that help nobody and do nothing to grow our economy or our society. We've gotten away from the fundamentals, Billy.
It's fundamentally wrong. And I have to tell you, it starts at the top, and the leadership is, you know, listen, I'm not bashing, but I'm saying I'm not supporting it the same sense. This starts at the top down.
I agree.
And there really needs to be a turnaround.
You're 100% right.
I agree.
And
I agree.
It's time our leaders return to earth and stop dealing in old victories, some old fights, some won, some lost, but none having to do with today's reality, the need for our country to get back on its feet. Billy, thanks for the call. As always, this is the Mayo Feliciano Show, and all I can tell you is, with President Biden constantly railing against white supremacy, I think he's doing the nation a great disservice. I'm not saying we should start blaming foreigners. That's not the issue. We should not be looking for the classic evil guy, the boogeyman in the closet or in the basement. No, let's deal in reality. The reality is our nation has to get back on track. Lou, let me ask you. I was in the post office earlier. The post office, almost as a rule, is still wearing masks.
Yeah.
Am I missing something?
No,
or is there a confused signal coming from Washington where maybe some segments, some industries, and some services are not getting it? We're back on track. Let's get normal again.
We've got a couple of minutes left. I just want to bring a point up, if you don't mind, Steve. Oh, you got a call about? Let's get the call. Go ahead, caller.
One more call, Lou, and then let's finish on your note. Hello, John.
Hey, Steve.
How you doing?
John Carl.
Hey, John, how are you?
Good. Oil paint was outlawed January 1st. If you have it in inventory, you can sell it, but no more after your inventory is out.
Well, really? That's a national ban?
Yes.
Wow.
Yep.
Wow, I didn't know that either.
Yeah. A lot of contractors went around buying up all the oil paint.
I'm sure.
That'll last in my lifetime, but this is too long. It's tough to mix.
Well, it's time that people learn the realities and the reality of harsh regulation. Again, I'm not sure the beginning of that law, but it's going to hurt. It's going to affect people. But again, we have to start talking about reality.
Not really. You know, they have all the paint, sir.
Yeah.
It's about time they get rid of the oil paint.
Okay.
The only oil paint I think that there'll be that's allowed right now is the guys that paint bridges and stuff like that.
Right. Long-lasting.
They're allowed to get it.
Infrastructure paint. Good point, John. Yeah. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, John.
Thank you for the correction.
Right. Thank
Much
you.
Appreciated. Call
thank
again,
you.
Please.
All right, get back to Steve. Is that, you know, AOC is the brunt of a lot of jokes or whatever, and people, you know, AOC. But this woman has got juice, everybody. You look at this mayoral race in New York City. Maya Wiley was number two, had 2% in the poll last week. She was just above water. She went up to 12 to 14% in the polls from an endorsement from AOCs. So if you think these people don't have juice, then you better wake up, everybody. All these people out there, they got juice or whatever. Schumer better watch his stuff.
Of course. Well, let's face it. Democrat Party is in sheer terror. And the Republican Party has lost its voice. Certainly in Westchester County, there is no Republican Party in New Rochelle. And there is a lack of honest and legitimate and genuine political debate, Lou. And your point is perfectly well taken. And I got to tell you about my subject of the week. And unfortunately, it's going to be a continuing subject until we are on the path of success. Let me tell you, Lou, there is going to be an opposition to this diversity, equity, and inclusion obsession. There is a middle-of-the-road approach. It's called voluntary efforts. It's called discussion. It's honest debate, and it's going to happen, Lou. And that's whether it's discussed at our highest levels or our local levels, Lou. But when it starts being discussed at tennis games and Mahjong meetings and also by our late-night punsters and jokesters and being covered by Time magazine, like such issues used to be covered before the press became...
Teaching the kids the right things.
Before it became ideological, our media has to have a reset, and it's about time. Audience, thank you for listening. We love you all. Tune in next week for the Lou and Steve Show right here on WVOX. Don't need no care.